Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
And it is time to head back out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, toyotaofhollywood.com.
All right, we're going to jump right into this with Ron Rothstein, nice enough to come on. And seems like lately we've been hitting them during times of during rough times for this Miami Heat team. And another tough one last night. Ron Rothstein, former Heat coach himself, FanDuel Sports Network, now doing some work, and he joins us this morning. Ron, I've been on teams like this in different sport where it's like you haven't had confidence and somebody makes a run at you and that's it, and it's the old here we go again kind of kicks into your head. This is what happens when you play at Cal. You're playing football in the old days. This used to happen a lot. Are you seeing some of that, Ron, right now, of a team that just doesn't have confidence and another team will make a run on them and it's over after a great start last night?
It feels that way, Joe. You know, look, you know as well as I do, if you're not there every day, you're not in the locker room, you're not part of the traveling party, you don't really know. No one knows. But from the outside looking in, I'd have to say yes. That's the way it looks. I mean, you know, it's interesting. We started after the All-Star break. We were 4-3 after the first seven games, and we were coming off two back-to-back wins. We beat Atlanta and Indiana. Two really good wins.
Yeah, good win.
And we lost a tough overtime game to the Knicks at home. Then we bounced back, beat Washington, but since then, yeah, it's eight straight, and we're finding different ways to lose. That's what's – if it was just one thing consistently, you could put your finger on it. But we're finding different ways to get beat. You know, so it's like, you know, you keep – plug one hole and the next hole in the dam pops open. It's frustrating, obviously disappointing. But, you know, you can't let go of the rope, man. You just can't.
No, you got to keep playing. And Spo, by the way, just sounded like last night for the first time, he's like, I've tried everything. I think they're now at 20 different starting lineups, unless it's even more than that. And so he's trying anything that gives him a chance. And it just it's at a point where they just have a lot of guys that just don't have a lot of confidence or are playing in a consistent way. Ron, you've been through this, and you're also close to Spo. One of the reasons I wanted to talk to you, because I know he really respects you, because you've been in this seat before that he's in. What do you tell him?
Do I tell Spo?
Yeah. Anything you see, Ron, what would you tell him?
Well, the first thing I would inquire is I want to know if he's getting enough sleep. I'm serious.
Yeah.
Your health suffers. You don't realize it at times, okay? But it's dangerous. You got to take care of yourself.
Yeah.
And one of the things, you know, where I would, you know, I haven't been a good sleeper for a long, long time, but I'm a great napper, okay? And that makes up for it, you know? And you got to make sure wherever you can get your rest and give your mind the rest. That's the toughest part. Shutting off that mind because it wants to go 24/7. That would be the first thing. The second thing is that what do I tell him? I'm not sure I need to tell him anything. He's been through this long enough. I would be there. He knows I'm available. He knows Pat's available. Look, he's such an accomplished coach, and he's been through so much. You know, people forget. We had, I think it was 7 or 8 years ago, we started the season 11-30 and finished the second half 30-11 and finished 500.
Great year. And, unbelievable.
I remember saying during the early part of that year, don't give up on this team because they're putting in the work. And when it did change and did start coming back around, I said, this is simply a residual of all the work that was put in while we were losing. Now, look, it's a known fact. Teams don't practice as much as they used to. It's the modern NBA. So I think that might make it somewhat harder to reverse trends, although I don't know that for sure. But I can tell you the time and the effort will be put in to reverse this. The other thing is that, Joe, I've been through this with good teams. You will hit a stretch. I can vividly remember so many years where you'd go through a stretch, and no matter what you did defensively, at the end of the shot clock, teams were making shots on you. I mean, there was a sequence last night, for example, and this has been happening. We had fallen behind early in the third quarter, like 64-54. And then we cut it to 64-58. And the next possession, the Knicks came down. We had a great defensive possession. And with like one or two on the shot clock, Deuce McBride, from right where Spo stands, pretty much, on the sideline, with Davion Mitchell hanging all over him and going up and almost high-fiving, contesting that shot, buried a three. A backbreaker. A dagger. We come down, we don't score. The next, so it's nine. Still a game. The next possession, we come down, we go through 22, 23 seconds of terrific defense. And Josh Hart, who had a triple-double last night. And I'm not sure how many triple-doubles Josh Hart has had. Josh Hart is a tough kid, plays really hard. He's a really good team player. But I'm not sure how many triple-doubles he's had. But he had a triple-double last night. Josh Hart comes across the lane, going from his right to his left, and right before the shot clock, on a highly contested, off the dribble, turnaround sort of throw with his right hand off the backboard and in at the shot clock. Five straight points. It went from 6 to 11. And then it came down to the next possession, and Josh Hart hit a deep three. That was pretty much it. Yeah. Now, in the past, we've been able to bounce back. These last two, okay, everything's highlighted right now because the Memphis game and the Knicks game, we really looked disheartened and had no answer. But if you go back to some of the other losses, and I've got them right here in front of me, Joe, we lose a five-pointer, and this is the start of the streak. We lose a five-pointer at Cleveland, playing shorthanded, had a chance to win. We come home, we lose a two-pointer at home to Minnesota, two of the best teams in the league. Then we come home and we got Chicago. Unfortunately, we blew a lead and we wound up losing. We blew another fourth quarter lead. Then we got Charlotte. We blow a fourth quarter lead. We lose by three. We lost to Chicago by five. Then the Clippers come in and we lose. They beat us pretty soundly, but we were in the game most of the game. But two things happened in that game. We allowed them to shoot 59%, which is unusual.
Yeah, right.
And we got crushed on the glass. Which is, to get crushed on the glass is unusual. Okay, so then the next game is Boston. We lose by 12, but we're in the game. We're hanging around the whole game. Boston does their thing. They make 19 threes. We make 13. We play a pretty good game. But you know what happened in that game? We go to the foul line while we're hanging around, trying to hang around, and we're missing foul shots. We miss seven free throws. Mm. So instead of the game creeping back in and making it 4-3, it goes from 5 to 7. You go to the foul line, you miss two. It goes back to 9. Those free throws at that time, they kill you.
Yep.
So my point is, listen, we're seeing some guys play pretty well. I am really impressed with how hard and the overall improvement, when I say this, I mean in his moments on the court, he's more consistent with his defensive energy and toughness is Davion Mitchell. We got some guys that are really struggling, but you never know when things might turn. You just don't. And if you don't believe in yourself, you're done.
Yeah.
No, I agree. No question. No, we could talk about every sport. You're right. Yes.
Yeah, you're done. So you got to go back to the drawing board. Probably because of the schedule and everything. Today was a day off. Come back in tomorrow with a fresh mind. You know, Joe, the mind controls so much. Get that mind straight, and then you got a chance.
So I listen to national guys and their take, and it's been a little bit on Bam here, taking more shots, and we seem like we go through this a lot. He had a nice little run there for three or four games where he was scoring, but he's also had, like last night, 5 of 12 for 12 points. When you don't have a lot of guys scoring right now, is there more pressure, in your opinion, for Bam and Tyler to score more, to make up the difference?
Yeah, probably, and probably in their own mind. They think, hey, wait a second, I got to, you know, I'm supposed to be one of the main guys on this team. That's natural. I mean, that's human nature. Come on. And if they're willing to accept the challenge, then you got to roll with them. I don't see them shrinking. I see them trying. I just don't see the results by everybody else. But I have a pretty good sense, I think, of when I'm watching a game, if I see someone is shrinking from their responsibility, or some of the things I see really annoy me. That's been me forever. Okay, you know, the number of mistakes we make defensively bother me. A lot of that is, you know, missed assignments, and a lot of the times I get annoyed that, you know, it's been a problem we've had all year, that we have problems containing people off the dribble. Our points in the paint per game are up, giving up points in the paint are up significantly from a year ago. But then our free throw shooting has gone downhill. And, you know, and look, let's be honest. In a lot of the games that I mentioned earlier, we don't have that closer. That closer for a number of years was Jimmy Butler.
Right.
And we have not replaced it. Okay? But, you know, he wanted his money, so he decided he'd go elsewhere. It's all about the money.
He found his joy.
His joy.
Not happiness, his joy. Yeah.
Really thrilled for him that he found his joy.
Okay.
And he got paid a lot of money here to not be the Jimmy Butler he was 3 years ago. Okay. But no one talks about that. But let him find his joy.
Oh, that's no, we cool. do. No, he didn't get a hall pass around
but anyhow,
here. No,
you know, that's history. But so it's an adjustment period, you know, new people and trying to find their way and get comfortable. All of that has played into all of this, but I'd be really surprised if they let go of the rope. You know, I think we're going to see a team refocus and re-energize and come back and go to battle. I can't promise the results, but I think you're going to see more of a legitimate situation where you have a chance to win at the end of the game. That's all you ask for in this league. It's a tough league.
They will play hard. That will never change. The confidence and all those other things are separate, but those guys will play hard for sure. Ron, thank you so much, man. I appreciate you coming on, talk a little bit about that. And as always, great having you.
Always great to be with you, Joe. You guys take care, and what's today? A happy Tuesday, okay?
Yeah, that sounds good. You get some rest. I've been doing that thing. I don't sleep well at night, but I've been taking some unbelievable power naps, Ron, so thank you. That was great advice for one old guy to another. Thank you.
There you go. All right, buddy.
Ron Rothstein, FanDuel Sports Network, joining us as a former Heat head coach for WNBA as well as the NBA, and we got more stuff to get to here this morning. Right now, don't want to tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic, ED and low T. Not for Ron, but for me, man. I don't know about Ron, but I got to tell you, boy, it was bad there for a while. It was bad stuff going on, man. Low T and ED, it hit me hard. And, boy, it was playing with my mind. I was like, what in the hell am I going to do? It is not going away on its own. Well, I went to Atlantic Men's Clinic. Didn't want to go, by the way. And somebody from here took me down, and it was the best thing I ever did. Best thing ever, because nobody's going to knock out your low T problem and ED problem like Atlantic Men's Clinic. It works. It works quickly. Got on the program, got the testing done, went down and met with their professionals, got the T, the PSA test done. The test dose done. I did it all, man. I did all, whatever, and told me, explained everything was going on, said it was normal. It happens to every man. Some guys in their 40s, some in their 50s, some in their 60s. Yes, I know. Six locations in South Florida. You got to set up that first appointment. If you're tired of having ED and low T, you're fed up, you don't want it, and you're ready to make some changes and get it back like it used to be 15, 20 years ago, Atlantic Men's Clinic can do it for you. 877-455-7300. The first appointment, the most important one. Set it up today. AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. Get more information. Make the call. Set up an appointment. It's top secret. And get started and start feeling a lot younger again. All right. And welcome back. Hey, we told you. Woody, we got a couple of tickets to give away for the start of, we can't call it March Madness, but the basketball tournament coming up.
Yeah, buckets and bets at Hard Rock, Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood, Joe. We do our big event coming up this weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We have a couple of tickets for Sunday. Come hang with us, watch some college basketball. We'll take caller number 5, 305-567-0560. This event is sponsored by Gunther Mazda. For car buying done your way, you've got to get to Gunther Mazda. So there you go, man. We got a big event coming up this week.
I'm between
those picks in
tennis and being at Hard Rock.
Yeah,
next few days coming up for that tournament. By the way, John Chapper and Brian Monroe, good dudes, good guys, and hopefully we get John on to talk a little bit about the tournament and all the action. And you don't have to go to Vegas, man.
No.
Just think about all the people. I think all the people I know that go with their families or their buddies and go spend a long weekend in Vegas, and you can just go. Phones are all lit up.
So you'd have to ask John this, you know, when we get him on. But I want to say that this is probably the most bet on event that we have. Well, I had to guess
Super Bowl. No.
Well, it's just, the problem is there's so many games.
Oh, the whole thing. That's a good.
So
that's
I'm
good
guessing
point.
This is like the big betting time of the year here.
Yeah, this thing is it's going to be really, really fun for everybody.
So now, I'm not putting it on anyone to win. I'm going to go game by game.
Just
I don't know how you're approaching it. Solana's got his little bracket challenge that he's trying to get together here.
Yeah, he's got a bunch of people. I got to jump in that before we get going. If Solana's out there, I want to get in on the action.
You want to share with me? I'll help you.
No, I don't want to. I want to go down by myself, Woody.
My wife
I don't
asked
want
me
your
yesterday
help.
To fill out her bracket. I said, you just do it. You do it. You'll probably do better than I will.
I suck at it. God, I suck.
Everyone sucks at it.
So bad.
It's hard.
So bad. It's just.
That's why they offer up those crazy prizes if you get them all right.
Yes. Which, by the way, as soon as that they have that, and the percentage of people that get knocked out right away is pretty funny. And, of course, Duke is the betting favorite right now. Obviously, with the year and the number one seed, one of the four number one seeds for the tournament. All right, so we've got a lot of stuff going on. Tennis, if you need, so you got two ways to do this tennis thing, and I know NASCAR Homestead Miami Speedway's also got the best of NASCAR there, and that's always a great event down there, and got the great track for that. But I do want to say you go out early, and I want to let you know. On the courts outside, there is great friggin' tennis going on. You may not know a lot of the names. You may not. But there's some great friggin' players. Great players. There's a kid from Brazil that's playing tomorrow. 18 years old. 50th or 60th in the world. That's been winning a lot of small tournaments, people like that. So there's some great stuff, and then all the big guys, including Djokovic back playing, and then all the young talented players on both the men and women. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And hey, listen, on the weekend it's a friggin' party. It is people watching tennis at night. Great food. They've just really done this thing up nicely. And again, it's one of my favorite events outside of the highs and lows of football. That's right up there for me, and always fun. Hey, Woody, did you get me a winner yet?
Mitch from Coral Springs is going to join us out there.
All right, Mitch, we'll see you out there, man.
I've been told we have tickets the rest of the week to give away.
Really?
Yeah.
Who'd that come in, man? Who'd that come from? Right out of New Orleans. Who'd that?
I think the dog who runs the promotions department out there. It's like a zoo out here.
All right, so that sounds good.
I won't go on a rant about people bringing their animals to work.
No.
What can you do, bro? What can you do?
Well, they don't come in every day, so, you know, got to bring your dog.
Well, yeah. I mean,
so is that because you don't have anybody at home to take care of the dog, or is it for...
I always thought dogs can chill at home by themselves.
No, but I mean, I'm wondering, does it have to do with, like, service? Is it a service dog for these, for stress?
An emotional support dog?
Yeah, yeah.
That I don't know. I saw they're cracking down on those, by the way, on airplanes now. I think
I can see for Barney that's needed. Barney's
Barney's going through a lot. He's mentally weak, yeah. So he needs the dog. But
oh my God, now somebody out there is going, "Oh, my kid's got one," and you had to friggin' say that, Woody. I'm going to kick your ass. Yeah.
I have a support dog at home too.
One nice
he
thing
stays at home though.
One nice thing is the boss did say she wants to see people here Tuesday and Thursday. It looks like everybody got the message from her.
Really, everybody, huh? Taking a peek.
Looked like a pretty good crowd down there so far, Woody. Looks to be pretty
good. We will have more tickets the rest of the week. This is a really good prize, by the way. So we will have more.
So we won't be doing our show out there, but the other guys will have their shows out there Thursday and Friday,
I
believe.
And I know I'm going to be doing a few hours with those guys in the afternoon. So I'm looking forward to that. Always like working with Solana.
Yeah, this will be fun. This will be a good one, man. And being able, listen, I'm all for having our gambling here. I think it's great. I do. And Seminole has been really good to us, really good to me personally. And I love going out there, and I love their restaurants. And
you gonna sneak away, get a steak or something?
I am gonna do that, of course. I'm gonna make my way to Council Oak, and probably won't be by myself.
I'll join you. I got you.
I didn't say that. I'm not inviting you. Talking about my wife.
Oh, okay.
Jeez, Woody. Now, what are you going to say? Leon goes, Uncle Joe, I kind of like that steak. Am I in or not? I'm like, all right, damn.
If we get a few drinks in you, you'll throw your credit card down eventually.
Buy everybody a steak there, right?
You'll take out that big wad of cash, start putting bets down.
I'm looking forward to this weekend is one of my favorites. This weekend and next weekend are... A lot of fun. Then baseball, Pirates and Marlins going to open up next weekend. Four game schedule coming up with the Pirates, and so we do. We got a lot of stuff going on, and then make your way down to NASCAR, man. If you like the racing, at Homestead Miami Speedway, and got a great track, and they're got their season rolling right now too. So we've got a little bit of everything. By the way, we got more from Kyle Krabs. Locked On Fins podcast. We're going to talk to him a little bit about looking ahead and what the Dolphins have not covered up enough and need help with the draft. What's out there? We'll get into all that stuff with Kyle. That's coming up next. Stay with us.